It's related to the parsha. Okay, so this is from the Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon of Pinchas Friedman, Shreeli Pinchas, his original, the earlier edition of the Lag BaOmer Sefer from Tavshin Samach Dalid. He has 26 Ma'amarim. Okay, so we're going to look at Maimer Yudches, and the title of the piece is Mibsari Echza Eloka. And let's see, we'll jump right in. Bechvod Lag BaOmer Yoma Dehilula Shalatana Haloki Rashmi Nira Levar Diver Abenu HaArizal. Arizal explains the Pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Alisa lamarom shavisa shavi. You went up to the heights of heaven and you captured a captive. Ramos l'rashbi. This hints to Rashbi. Why? Because the word shavi is Rashi Tevos. The Arizal says, Shimon ben Yochai. Okay, so we need to understand again what happened at that moment that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah. Some of us learned about it this past Sunday. So the Smichas Chachamim explains that at the time of Kabbalah Sotorah, at the Shas Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu had an Ibur Neshama of Rashbi. Moshe was infused with the Neshama of Rashbi. And in that way, he was able to defeat the Malachim and bring down the Torah, as the Gemara describes in Masechah Shabbos. Okay, so we see that Rishon Bar Yochai has a unique connection to Kabbalah Sotorah. This week's Parsha also has a unique connection to Kabbalah Satorah because Parsha's Kedoshim is an all-encompassing Parsha. He writes in Os Aleph, Matzino Bazar HaKadosh, Ki Kesheigiu Chavraya Shal Rashbi LaParsha's Kedoshim Samchu Ma'od. It's well known from the Zohar that when the Chavraya of Rabbi Shimon came to Parsha's Kedoshim, they were very excited. Okay, let's read the Hebrew translation of the Zohar. That second paragraph, second bolded paragraph. Tani Rabbi Abba, who recorded was tasked by Rabbi Shimon to write and to record his teachings, taught. Parsha zu kolol kol haTorah v'choisim haemes shel tabasi. This parsha encompasses the entirety of the Torah. It's the all-encompassing parsha. And it is sealed with the seal of Hashem's signet ring, which, of course, v'choisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tomorrow on Shabbos and Daf Nun Hei. The seal of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Okay, continues the Zohar. B'parsha zu nischad shu sodos elyonim shel haTorah, ba'asaras hadibros, v'gzeros, v'onshim, u'mitzvos elyonim. Mamish, all the big things are in this week's parsha, or are there b'derach sod. And therefore, ki kishigiu ha'chabura l'parsha zu hayu smechem. When the chabura of Rabbi Shimon got to this parsha, they were overjoyed. It was a big simcha. So the fact that the Zohar says that this parsha is all-encompassing shouldn't be such a chiddush to us, because we have the Medrash that Rashi cites at the beginning of the parsha, "Daber l'kol adas b'nei Yisrael, malamid shenemar parsha zu b'hakel." Speak this parsha to kol adas b'nei Yisrael. This is a parsha that has to be taught to everyone. Mepnei sherov gufei Torah tuliyim ba, because the major principles of Torah are dependent upon it. So the fact that the Zohar says this is a big and all-encompassing parsha is not such a chiddush to us. However, we need to understand, says Rav Pinchas Friedman, Avnam tzarach biur, ma roach rai lisumovach kol kaf dafka kishigiu leparshas kedoshim. But what's the big simcha of Parshas Kedoshim? All of Torah is exciting. If anything, Parshas Kedoshim is very demanding. Parshas Kedoshim could seem overwhelming at times. What's expected of us, just mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah, hanhaga after hanhaga, all in the context of Kedoshim to you, it seems very lofty. It seems sometimes very challenging. So again, what is Befrat, what is the simcha of Parshas Kedoshim? Question one. Beis, in the Sefer Beis Aaron, of Rav Aaron of Karlin, maybe just text in case anyone else is looking for us. Oh, you did? Okay. In the writings of Rav Aaron of Karlin, so he writes in his writings for Lag BaOmer, he has some very interesting comments, an interesting Ramazim. Quotes a pasuk in Iyov in the 19th chapter, Mibasari echza eloka. From my flesh I perceive the divine. And he says, Rav Aaron of Karlin explains that the Rashi Tevos of Mibasari is Mitoras Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. From the Torah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, echza eloka. I see Hashem. True. Ashbi helps us to see Hashem. Bepshitas kavanaso ki bizchus Rashbi shegila Torah hanister ba'olam zochim Yisrael liros v'mistoyrin ha'elokei. So through the revelations of Rashbi, the secrets of God are more accessible to us, and that's the remez. Mibasari is mitoras v'rishimon ben Yochai. Top of the left page, kof aleph. And achazel oka means I come to see God. Okay, But he asks at the end of that first line, "Amnam adayin tzarech biur, ki yadua klal gadol shebechol makom haremez im hapshat olim bekana echad." Remez and pshat are not totally different worlds. They can't contradict each other. When a person goes to remez and to drush and to sod and goes deeper and deeper, so it's building upon the pashat pshat. It doesn't contradict the pashat pshat. And here we have a very ironic teaching. Mibsari echze eloka. Iyov said, the pasuk says, from my flesh I perceive Hashem. And they say, oh, mibsari is merames mitoyros rishon bar yochai. So, then hafachu. Mibsar, if basar represent, basar is mamish a very physical way to describe something. Right? Basar is mamish pashat pshat. There's basar, and then after you go beneath the surface, nefesh, ruach, neshama. So why dafka mibisari? That's where you find the hint to the Torah Rishon Vayachai from the flesh? Seems to be almost contradictory. Look what he writes. Imkein, eich miskasher kan remez akosov. How could you learn from mibisari, mitorah Rishon Vayachai? How do you reconcile with the pshat? Mibisari achza alokash medabra al basar ha'adam. Rishon Vayachai was mamasha amalech. He was beyond the regular Adam. Right? He was Adam Arin, Asa Adam Nemer Bavarecha. He's an exalted human being, not a regular flesh and blood person like ourselves. Okay, so how could we understand that? Why Dafka here do you find the remnants to Rashbi? So he quotes a fascinating medrash where it's bolded. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, Moshe Ola El Elokim, says the medrash in Shemos Rabba, Hadahu Dechsiv, Alisa Lamarim Shavisa Shevi. Benoeg Shaba Olam, typically, when you go into a place where you're an outsider and you're visiting, right, and you're going to take something from that place, you're not going to try to walk out of town with the most chashuv thing that everyone in the town is proud of, wants to hold on to. So think about it. Just think about this logically for a second. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Shemayim, a basar v'dam, and he says to the angels, right, the Pamalia Shomala, I'm taking the Torah. Seriously, you're taking our Torah? Moshe al lamarim and not lost the Torah. Shayu called nois in einam ala. Everyone had their eye on it. And Moshe thinks he can just walk in here and take the Torah. The angels are never going to allow it. So shavisa shevi had to capture the Torah. So how did he capture the Torah? Says the Medrash in the fifth line. Ba'osa shah bikshu malachi yasharis tavga ba Moshe. The angels wanted to attack Moshe Rabbeinu. Asa bo hakadosh baruch hu klasterin shal panav shal Moshe doma la'avraham. Mamash a big sword here. At that moment, says the Medrash, Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu look at the facial appearance of Avram Avinu. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said to the angels, I atem misbaishin heimenu. Aren't you embarrassed in front of him? Turned Moshe into Avram and said, aren't you embarrassed in front of Avram? Why are angels embarrassed in front of Avram? Lo zeu shiradtem eslo v'achaltem b'soch beiso. No, don't you recognize this yid? Remember you ate by his tent once upon a time? So first of all, that was just a couple of angels. It wasn't all the angels. But let's see. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Lo Nidna Lecha Torah El B'Schos Avraham. The angels got all nervous when they saw, right? All of a sudden Moshe became Avraham. The angels were embarrassed. And in the Chus of Avraham Avinu, feeding the angels in Parshas Vayera, his Arab visitors, right? Truly angels in disguise. In that Chus, we were Zoichet to what? To Mekabel the Torah. So says the Shrilei Pinchas, time out. Again, Yesh L'daktik. Hamedrash maschil makasiv alisa lamarim shavisa shevi. You started off by telling me what? Alisa lamarim shavisa shevi. You quoted the pasuk that we already said from the Arizal that shevi is Shimon bar Yochai. So how does Shimon bar Yochai fit into all this? Now we've got Moshe and Rashbi and Avram Avinu, right, all working together to bring down the Torah. So where does Rashbi fit into this medrash? Aleph. Beis. Tzorach lahavin, we need to understand, what were the angels embarrassed of? Because a couple of angels in Parshas Vayera, dressed like Arabs, were the recipients of Avram's unbelievable chesed, which he did for anyone and everyone. So now what? That they're so embarrassed by that they're meichel on the Torah? That a minute ago they were prepared to fight for? You hear the question? It's a very strong question. Right? What are they embarrassed of? Bechlal? That's how he says question Beis. And then Gimel, and even if they did eat, and even if they were embarrassed, are they mechayev to mevater on the Torah, which was their greatest desire because they once got a free meal by this generous Jew's tent? Okay, so we need to figure this out. Okay. So he says at the bottom of the page, he quotes from the Yitav Panim, Kavanas HaMedrash B'Derach Nifla. We can explain perhaps the Medrash in an amazing way. Yitav Panim says, Behektim Perish HaPasuk, V'hu Omid Aleyem Tachas HaEitz V'Yochelu. When Avraham served food to the guests, it says, the generous person that he was, Pashup Shat, he was Omid Aleyem, he stood by their side like a waiter, standing by. Do you need a little more ketchup, a little more mustard? You know, is the steak cooked well enough, right? He was feeding them tongue with mustard. So he was Omid Aleyem Tachas HaEitz. He stood by their side under the tree. They were relaxing under Avram's tree. Vayochelu, and they were eating. Says the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, Hakol k'sheirin lichtov asaget afilo cheresh shotev akatan. Everyone's eligible to write a get, even a person who lacks mental wherewithal. A cheresh, a shota, a katan. Turn the page. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? A katan can write a get? A shota can write a get? V'halav b'nei dayaninu. The Gemara says, how could you allow them to write a get? They don't have das. They don't have knowledge. V'lo yadu lichtov l'shma. A get has to be written l'shma. How can you trust a child, a shota? How can you trust these people to write a get? Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, interesting concept in halacha, v'hu shaya gadol omed al gabav. If you have a gadol, a person who's the right age, the right mental awareness, standing by, watching over the process, so then the das of the gadol and their tashkacha, they're watching over it, allows the get to be a kosher get. You could teach the child how to do the process properly. Okay? So there's such a concept of a gadol being omed by a katan and allowing the katan's performance of a mitzvah to be acceptable because of the gadol's, because of the presence of the gadol. So says the Eitav Panim, think about this for a second. The Malachim are sitting by Avram's tree, eating his tongue and mustard. Hine Malachim Malach, Afsha Oiskim Bavod Hashem B'Madrega Niskava. Angels, we can only imagine the Madrega of a Malach. Aval Einu Misugalim Lavod Hashem B'Kavanos V'Yehudim B'Inyanei Achila U'Shasiya Ke'en Lehem Siach V'Sig B'Inyanei Gashmias. But now all of a sudden you tell an angel, here, have something to eat. An angel doesn't know how to eat. He doesn't know how to engage in gashmias. Again, there's a lot of discussion about did the angels actually eat? Did they pretend to eat? They took on a gashmi form? How that whole sugya worked? Eating milk and meat? There's a lot of questions there in terms of just the sugya and parshas of Vayera, what was actually happening. And there's fascinating answers. But the pashup shah, the bottom line is, angels were sitting there and eating. What do they know about eating? What do they know about eating in a way of avoda? They've never experienced it before. So when they're sitting by Avram and they're eating the meal that he prepared for them, Avram, they're like a tanim compared to Avram. Avram's a tzaddik ador. Avram knows how to eat with a bracha, how to make yichudim, how to eat with kavana. These angels don't know the first thing about eating, and certainly not doing it in a way of holiness. So therefore, Avram needed to stand by in order to teach them how to eat. And he says, that's the pshat of the pasuk, v'hu omid aleihem, that Avram stood above them, like a gadol over a katan, right? Tachas ha'eitz, Avram hayu b'chinas gadol, ha'omid ala malachim, lalamdim kavanas achila b'kedusha v'tara. Avram taught the angels what it means to elevate gashmias, v'yochelu. And based on his kavana, the angels were able to eat. So he says in the next paragraph, Me'ati yizbar kavanas ha-medrash. Now we understand the medrash. When the Malachim wanted to harm Moshe Rabbeinu b'shas kabbalas ha-Torah, and they said, how could he give away the Torah to human beings? Right? You're going to waste the Torah on human beings who are oisik and inyanei olam hazeh, people who eat, people who drink. Right? El Malachim, give it to the Malachim. We're purely spiritual. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to them, do you remember the time that you ate? You ate one time. Right? Don't try to say that eating and drinking is only for, you know, people of this world. And more than that, remember the time that you ate? Remember how the people I'm giving the Torah to, Avraham Avinu, remember you ate by him? These are his children. I'm giving the Torah to their children. They knew how to elevate gashmias. You, the angels, you didn't even know what you were doing down in that world. So you hold yourself to be Bali Madrega, you're on a higher level than Avraham Avinu, than his children, than his descendants. But remember, he was Omid Aleim Tachas Aitz Ve'Ochel. For you, Olam Haza was Yerida. For them, they mamish will to infuse Achila, Shtia, in Yani Olam Haza, to infuse it with Kedusha. And that's why the angels were so embarrassed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned Moshe Rabbeinu into Avram Avinu. Okay, continuing on the bottom paragraph on the page. Pia Amar Yiftach Lanu Pesach Lahavin Mamarim. Now we can begin to understand when the Gemara in Bracha says on Daf Samach Gimel, Darash Bar Kapara, Eizahu Parsha Ketana Shekol Gufei Torah Tluyin Ba. Very similar to the Rashi at the beginning of this week's Parsha. Right? A Parsha that many principles of Torah are dependent upon. So the Gemara asked that question, tell me an even smaller Parsha, Parsha Ketana. It's not even a Parsha, it's a phrase. Give me a Parsha Ketana that the majority of the principles of the Torah are dependent upon. And what does the Gemara answer? B'chol derachecha da'ehu. Know Hashem in all of your ways. Hu yasher chosecha. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu will straighten the path before you. Right? So first of all, what does that mean? A Parsha Ketana that kol gufei Torah tuyim ba? What does b'chol derachecha da'ehu even teach? So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, an amazing chapter of Shulchan Aruch that reads like a passage out of the Mesilas Yesharim, the top of the next page where it's bolded. The Shulchan Aruch, this is Shulchan Aruch. If I showed you this passage and just asked you to identify it, unless you've seen it before, you would probably guess, I don't know, Derech Hashem, Ramchal or something, I don't know, Mesilas Yesharim, maybe Chovas HaLavavos, I don't know. Right? But really, it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. B'chol ma sheyenev olam hazeh lo yuchavin la'anosu el la'avodas habori yisbarach. Kedichsiv b'chol derechecha da'ehu. Everything that you enjoy in this world, it should never just be about your own enjoyment. It should be avodas Hashem. I feel like every yid has to have this, you know. When you go to the working world, every Jew should have a little note card with this, you know, with this paragraph of the Shulchan Aruch on their desk. Every single thing you do in this world is avodas Hashem. And Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. Sha'afilu dvarim shal rishus. Listen to the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Afilu dvarim shal rishus kegon achila, shesia, halicha, yeshiva, kima. Those are all avodas Hashem. Eating is avodas Hashem. Drinking is avodas Hashem. Walking is avodas Hashem. Sitting is avodas Hashem. Standing is avodas Hashem. V'chol tzarchei gufcha. Yukulam l'avodas baracha o l'davar hagarim avodasa. Everything should either be avodas Hashem or something that causes avodas Hashem. Just noticing now this line for the first time. That's mamash like the big chilek between chassidus and Musar. In Musar, everything is always about how I should try to make this something which will lead to avodas Hashem. In chassidus, no, it is avodas Hashem. Right? You see, he creates two tracks here. Everything you do with your body should either be avodas Hashem or should be garim avodas Hashem. Right? Again, a more non-chassidic approach would be to say, right, that it's garim avodas Hashem. Not that being osik in olam hazeh is avodas Hashem. But if I'm osik in olam hazeh, if I go to work with the kavana that I can have money to be able to then send my children to yeshiva, so it's a garim avodas Hashem. As opposed to saying, no, Amish elevating olam hazeh is itself avodas Hashem. Okay, but either way, you see, right, the avodah of a yid is to take the things of this world and to make them into dvarim shebekedusha. So that's what it means when the Gemara says that what? That v'chol derachecha da'eyu is a small parsha that gufei Torah, shekol gufei Torah, are tluyin ba. That everything depends upon it. Yeah? So now let's go back. So now we understand why the angels were embarrassed. But why were the angels mevater on the Torah? Okay, good. So they were embarrassed. They ate by Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu, okay, so he knows how to eat more than them. But that's what the whole Torah is about. Knowing how to eat like a yid is what Torah is about. I gotta learn a daf gemara. That's also what Torah is about. But to read the high madrigas of Torah is to realize that Torah impacts my gashmias. That Torah impacts the way that I eat, and the way that I drink, and the way that I walk, and the way that I sit, and the way that I stand, the way that I sleep, and the list goes on there in the Shulchan Aruch. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds the angels, you didn't know how to be osik in gashmias, that becomes the explanation as to why what, as to why we're worthy of the Torah. And this explains one of the most remarkable things about the Yom Tov of Shavuos. He writes in the next paragraph, Yom Tok Levar Bezeh Maimer Chazah. With this we understand the Gemara in Psachim Daf Samaches. The Gemara in Psachim says something, which if you learn Chassidus, it's obvious what it means. And if you don't, it's like, mamish, the biggest kash in the world. Hakol modim ba'atzeres de ba'ina nami lachem. What does the Gemara discuss in Psachim? How does a person spend Yom Tov? Should Yom Tov be, right? Should the time of Yom Tov be spent on Hashem or on Lachem? Hashem means davening, learning. Or should it be Lachem? Should it be eating? Should it be drinking, enjoying pleasures of Olam Hazeh? Right? So the Gemara discusses Chati Lachem, Chati Lachem. Can a person do a Kulo? Can I go all for Hashem? Then the Gemara says, but everyone admits, Hakol Modim. Machlokas, how to set up your Yom Tov in general, how to divide the time. But Hakol Modim, everyone agrees that on Shavuos, you can't just sit and learn the whole time. You can't just daven the whole time. Ba'inan nami lachem. Perish Rashi, sheyismach bo b'maychalu mishti. You have to eat and drink. What do you mean? Shavuos, I want to just stay all day. I stay in the base medrash the whole day. Not interested in a b'mavata on the Suda. Shavuos, the whole day should be learning, no? Let's fast and just learn all day. And the Gemara makes it even stranger, because the Gemara says, my taima, why do you have to eat and drink on Shavuos? Yom shenit nabo Torah, because it was the day the Torah was given. Right, so that's why I shouldn't eat and drink. I should just learn and daven all day. But based on what we've explained, how did we even get the Torah? The way that we prove that we deserve the Torah, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. The way that we proved, the way that Moshe, in the presentation of Avraham Avinu, defeated the angels, was by showing the angels, you should be embarrassed of yourselves. You don't know the first thing about elevating Gashmius. That's what Torah is really about. And therefore, Dafka, to remind ourselves that the schus of receiving the Torah came about because of Avram's ability to eat b'kavana and to educate the angels and to be omer aleihem, to be standing over them, both in terms of madrega and like a gadol over a katan. Right? It's in that schus that we got the Torah. So on Shavuos ma'ina nami lachem, you have to eat yom shenit nabo Torah. Good? Okay, let's go further. He says in the bottom paragraph, he says, let's learn an amazing vart from the Sefer, Sur Meirah V'Asei Tov, by the Tzaddik, by the Mekubal, Rav Herschel Zidichover, Rav Tzvi Herschel Zidichov. Rav Herschel Zidichover writes in the Sefer, Sur Meirah V'Asei Tov, Sheherich B'Godel HaTo'eles Sheish B'Chachvas HaKabbalah Avodas Hashem. He's writing how important it is to understand Primus HaTorah. It's a different Avodas Hashem. The way you do everything is different. Once you have an eye towards Pnimius. Alpima Shabir Hamagid Akadosh Mikoznitz. As the Koznitz or Magid explained, when the Gemara in Yoma says, Va'avadetem, Avadetem is understood as Avod Tam, right? Avoda Tama, Velo Avoda Shiyesh Acharea Avoda. Your Avoda should be complete, not an Avoda that is followed by another Avoda. What's up, Shad? We've already mentioned what it means to serve Hashem in matters of Olam Hazeh. One way to understand it is what? Is that why do I eat? Why do I sleep? I sleep so that way I can wake up and have energy to really serve Hashem. The sleeping is not Avodas Hashem, but it allows me to be an Avodas Hashem. Why do I eat? Because if I'm hungry and if I'm thirsty, I'm not going to be able to concentrate and be thinking about food and drink. So when I eat and drink, it allows me to what? To have the energy to learn, to do mitzvos, etc., etc. Okay? Turn the page. That's one way to look at it. However, he says, at the top of the next page, Nimtza, heaven see where we are. Nimtza lefiza, sha'esik ben yane gashmias, hurak bebechinas hachana la'avodas Hashem. With that attitude, yeah, when you see things that way, so everything you're doing is always what? A setup, it's a hachana, it's preparation for the real thing. Right now, my eating and drinking, it would be better if I didn't have to eat and drink at all, but I'm human, so I have to eat and drink. And after I eat and drink, then Amir Tashem will be able to what? To do something really for Hashem, learning, mitzvos, etc. But the eating and drinking is just a hechatimtza to be able to get back to real avodas Hashem. So again, nimtza lefiza, sha'esek ben yanei gashmias hurak b'chinas hachana l'avodas Hashem. I'm always getting ready to do, you know, the real thing, right? 9 to 5, I'm in my office. But I do that to make money so then I can come home at night and go to the base medrash and learn night seder. So it's really the night seder which is the real ikker. And my day is justified because my day being able to pay my bills will then allow me to be alive. And now that I'm alive, I'll spend my hour at night learning. So the hour at night is really, I only did a real hour of real Avodas Hashem, and the rest was a hachana to Avodas Hashem, preparation for Avodas Hashem, which I'll do later. But when a person learns more deeply and understands that what? And he understands who ochel b'kavanas yichudei shemos hakadoshim kafisha gila ben arizal. Right? When he reaches the spitz madrego of having kavanas for every bite that he takes, okay, that's a high level. How about just realizing, right, that eating itself is an avoda without knowing all the kavanas of the arizal? Ech lahalos al yaldim nitzotze kedusha. What if he looks at every time he makes a bracha and he eats something, he doesn't really know the kavanos for elevating sparks, but he knows that's what happens when a yid eats. And he thinks about that. And maybe he knows a little kavana here or there. You know, he's eating his bread and he dips it in salt and he thinks to himself, ah, lechem is 78, gematria 78, and melach, salt is 78. So that's why we dip the bread in the salt, and we dip it three times in the salt, because three times Shem Hashem, right, three times Yud Kei Vav Kei is 78. So I'm taking salt, which has an element of din, and I'm being mahapich et techesed. Okay, whatever you know or don't know, that's it. I just gave you everything I know. Whatever you know or don't know in terms of kavana sachila. But how about just saying I'm eating because I know that when I make a bracha and I eat, right? Like the story of Asher of Stolen, the chassid who said to him, Rabbi, I don't understand. You eat apples and I eat apples. Right? You eat an apple. I see you eat. I see you eat an apple for breakfast, Rabbi. So what makes you a Rabbi and just me a plain chassid? Right? I do the same avoda as you. You daven, I daven. You eat an apple, I eat an apple. You eat an apple, I eat an apple. So the Rabbi said to him, he said, I'll tell you the difference between the two of us. He said, the difference between the two of us is you really enjoy apples. You love apples. They're delicious. So he says, and to allow yourself to eat an apple, so you're a good Jew, so you make a bracha beforehand. You really, you want the apple, and the bracha is a matir to allow you to eat the apple. So Rav Asher said, by me, I don't really want the apple. What I like to eat is Avodas Hashem. I enjoy Avodas Hashem. So by me, I want to make the bracha. That's what I'm really interested in. But you can't make a Brei Pre'eit unless you have an apple. Right? So by me, I make the Ha'eit in order to eat the apple. You want to eat the apple, you use the bracha as a way to allow you to eat the apple. I'm not really interested in the apple. I'm interested in the bracha. And in order to make the bracha, I eat the apple. That's the difference between the Rebbe and the Chassid. Yeah. So again, so a person doesn't have to know all the kavanos in the world, but when a person understands that the eating itself and the sleeping itself is not just, a hachana for what I'm going to do afterwards, but it is the avoda itself, it is Avodas Hashem, so that's already a different thing. So he says that's the pshat of the Gemara. When the Torah says, va'avadetem, right? And the Gemara learns, your avoda should be an avoda tama, your avoda should be complete, and not what? V'lo avoda sheyesh acharei avoda. What that means is try to learn how to serve Hashem, that everything you do is itself avodas Hashem. This is not a hachana for avodas Hashem. It's not do this so that afterwards I can really serve Hashem. Try to learn how everything that you do can itself be avodas Hashem. Right? To understand how every single thing that you do can itself be avodas Hashem. Just look at the top paragraph on the next page. Not turning the page, but just the top of the left side of the page. You see where it's bolded, v'chazeh? He says, his Talmud, the Talmud of Rav Hershel Lazar Tshover, said about his Rebbe, k'zeh ra'isi l'mayri doidi ha'kadosh Rabbeinu Tzvi Mizirichov. He said, I saw this by my Rebbe. He practiced what he preached. Shahaya omer al kol davar katan v'gadol l'shem yichud kutshavrichu shchintei b'pem mali. He mamish said like a real l'shem yichud kutshavrichu shchintei. He said it b'kol kocho b'pem mali for everything that he did. Afilu ma'at mayim sheshasa. He would take a sip of water. I take a small pill every morning for a thyroid issue. Right? So I don't make a bracha on the water because you don't make a bracha on water if you're just swallowing a little bit of medicine. I've also never said l'shem yichud on that avoda. Right? That's an avoda? Yeah, it's an avoda. What do you mean? My avoda as a person who needs a particular medication is to take that pill. Right? So I can say, well, no, I take the pill so I can be healthy so then I can go serve Hashem when I go out to the world. No. I hope I'll remember. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to say, l'shem yichud, kutcha b'yichud shchinte, before I swallow a little drop of water without a bracha and a tiny little pill. Why not? He says, I saw that my Rebbe. He would drink a drop of water And he would say, "Omer kami yichudim, va'arkesh hayeshos ha'mayim hayedugma de la'ila, la'hamshech mayim elyonim l'shchinas." He had all these kavanas, you know, to align the mayim elyonim and the mayim tachtonim and all sorts of things. He says the last three lines, v'chein b'chol davar achila, kol tenuo, l'isa, everything he swallowed, everything he chewed, it was a kavana, there was a something, right? That's avoda tama, that's complete avoda. Now where the avoda is, again, is a hachana to the avoda that I'm going to do, that I'm going to do afterwards. Okay, turn to the last page, I know we only have a couple of seconds left. So now, he comes back to where we started. How do we start? We started with, why were the chavraya of Rashbi... We have a couple questions we have to answer still. Why were the Chavraya of Rashbi so happy when they came to Parshas Kedoshim? And what is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's role when Moshe turned into Avram by Kabbalah Satorah, Shavisa Shevi, Shimon Bar Yochai? And the question on the Rav Aaron of Karlin, how do you learn from the Pasuk, Mi Besari, Echazel Eloka? Oh, Mi Besari, Mi Torah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. From the flesh? That's the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? From the soul is the Torah Rishon Rechai. It's the Shamadik. It's not body. And the answer is wrong, wrong, and wrong. It is body. And Kedoshim Tiyu, right, is the Parsha, is a small Parsha that many Gufei Torah. Why were the Chavraya of Rashbi so happy when they came to this Parsha? Because they understood when the angels said in that Gemara and Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give your Hod to the heavens. Right? We know like Ba'omer is Hod Shevahod. So when the angels said, leave your splendor in the heavens, don't give the Torah to Basar Vadam. The response is, what are you talking about? You don't understand. Don't you remember how Avram ate when you were by his tent? Yeah, what do you want to say?
Isn't it a mitzvah to eat basar and shavuot?
Is it a mitzvah to eat basar and shavuot? Yeah. There's a mitzvah to eat on shavuot.
But specifically?
To eat basar? There's always a mitzvah on Yom Tov to eat basar, so I guess, yes.
But is it
minhag
dairy, though?
There's also a minhag to eat dairy. But that's not to the exclusion of the regular rules of Simchas Yom Tov, which is Basar V'Yayin. So how to work that into your day, there's different ways that a person could go about that. There is such an immunity there, and there's a variety of reasons. Everything from, you know, they didn't know how to prepare meat in time when they first got the Torah, to milk is chesed, and Kabbalah Satorah was chesed. There's a lot of different kavanas of what's going on there, right, as to why we eat milk products on Shavuos, but it's not to the exclusion of meat products. Right? Some say it's a zecher to the Shtei HaLechem. Because in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a carbon that we brought on Shavuos called the Shtei HaLechem. Two loaves. And the halacha is that you can't use the same bread for a meat meal and a dairy meal. If you're eating, you know, if you're eating a milch, a nice, really, you know, milchadikah meal, and you serve a loaf of bread, the bread is parv. So you serve this bread, and then afterwards, you have you have half of a roll left. So you say, oh, I'll eat it with dinner. Tonight I'm eating chicken for dinner. I'll eat it with... So you're not allowed to do that. Because we're concerned that the bread, right, that was eaten at the dairy meal maybe came into contact with some of the dairy food that you're eating. So the Ramah says one of the reasons that we have one of the reasons we eat a milchik meal on Shavuos is to make sure that I'll have a milchik meal, right? And I'll use bread for that meal, and then I'll have a meat meal, and that's a remez to the Shtei HaLechem, because I have to have a different loaf for each, for a milk meal and for a meat meal, so that's a remez to the Shtei HaLechem, the carbon that was brought on Shavuos. Okay, whatever reasons there are for that, but it's not to the exclusion of meat. Okay? So again, so Rashbi, why is Rashbi there at the moment that Avraham is, so to speak, defeating the angels? Because again, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Pnimius HaTorah teaches you that eating is itself a davar shel kedusha. It's not an avoda sheyesh acharei avoda. It's not something that has to be followed by something else. Yeah, and that's the Rashi again in this week's parsha. Dabri el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Go teach this to all of Klal Yisrael. Kedoshim tiyu. Right? Parsha zanemar b'hakel. How does Ramban explain kedoshim tiyu? Don't be a novel b'rishos haTorah. You should eat. You should drink. Intimacy. All the things. All the physical pleasures of the world. Hashem says it's fine. It's appropriate. It's good. Has a place, right? Don't pervert it. Don't use it in a negative way. Right? Part of using it in a negative way is not realizing that it itself is avodas Hashem. Okay, so let's read this last page together, top of the last page. So again, he quotes that Rashi again in Kedoshim. Sharei lefi amavur lo zochu Yisrael in atzeach asamalachim lo kavlas haTorah, rak bizchus shemakaimim Kedoshim tiyu.
How did we defeat the angels? It was in the merit of Kedoshim Tiyu. Lakadesh Atzmam Be'inyanei Olam Haza. To be able to elevate the things of this world. I'm just realizing now. The Pasuk says about Avram Avinu, it says, why did Hashem like Avram? I don't remember the Pasuk. Why does Hashem like Avram? It's a Pasuk. Ekev Asher Tishma Bekolo, right? Ekev Asher Tishma Avram Bekolo. Because Avram listened to Hashem, and really the end of the Pasuk is the part they usually focus on, and he educated his family. Right? So a lot has been written about the end of the Pasuk. You know, again, the most explicit Pasuk of why Hashem liked Avram is because Avram was very focused on making sure that whatever he lived, he passed on to his children. Ekev Asher Shema Avram Bekolo, and he taught his children the Derech Hashem. I'm just thinking now, Ekev, the Svarim say that Ekev is Rashi Tevos, Kadesh Atzmacha B'Mutter. Kadesh Atzmacha B'Mutter. Right, which is the Lashon that's used in the Svarim of what? Of elevating the mundane. Just because it's Mutter, doesn't mean it's neutral. Kadesh Atzmacha B'Mutter Lach. That's how the line goes. Elevate that which is Mutter. Yeah, so Avram Avinu, again, why does Hashem like Avram? Ekev Asher Tishma Avram. Because Avram understood the Indian, he was the first one. And again, he was called upon B'Shas Kabbalah Satorah to show that how much he got it. Avram understood Kadish Asmacha B'Mutter. Eating is a davar shebe kedusha. There's Kavanos, Yehudim, who omer aleihem. He was bigger than a malach at that moment. And so are all of us when we elevate something physical. Okay? Fine. So he says in the middle paragraph here, Emor me'ata yizbar heite madu'a ha'chavraya shal rashbi samchu kol kach kishigiyu l'parshas kedoshim. Why was Rashbi's Chevra so excited to get the Parshas Kedoshim? Ki hayos shemitzvos Kedoshim tiyu, hi lakadesh atzma binyani olam haza. As the Gemara says in Yevamos, we just mentioned a second ago, kadesh atzma chabamutter, right? Bamutter lach, elevate that which is permitted to you. Hein emes sha perish apashahu, she yifrosh atzma milasuk binyani olam haza. The Pashup shot, of course, is Kedoshim tiyu, distance yourself from binyani olam haza. Be a parish, separate. But the Talmidim of Rashbi, they were overjoyed because they said, nah, we know what Kedoshim Tiyu really means. It's not distance yourself. It's immerse yourself in it, but in a way of holiness. To do it in the right way. And that's how we defeated the angels. And that's the pshat, he says in the last paragraph on the page, that's the pshat and what Rav Aaron of Karlin said. Mibisari echze aloka. Mibisari is mitoras rishim ben yochai echze aloka. From the Torah of Rashbi, I understand God. But the Pashup Shad on the Pasuk means from my flesh I understand God. Exactly. Rishimon more than anyone was overjoyed to come to that chiddush, that no, I don't have to spend my whole life waiting for the opportunity to do avodas Hashem. Everything is avodas Hashem if you know how to tap into it in the deep way. Let me reveal the secrets of the world. So that's the answer to our question. From the flesh, from the Torah of Rashbi, I understand how to elevate the flesh. Okay, so Mir Tashem this week. Parshas Kedoshim. And again, this is for everyone. That's the Chiddush also. People used to think that Pnimiyas HaTorah, and that's how it started. It started off as a secret society. But the Chiddush of Chassidus is that Chassidus brought Pnimiyas HaTorah out to the masses. And that's why Parshas Kedoshim Dafka, as Rashi said, was what? Was Nemar Bahakel. Kol Adas Yisrael. Everyone has to be there. Da'aber El Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. That every single Jew should be Makabel the Torah in this way. Okay? So we should be Zorcha to live with this understanding of Torah. Shkoyach. Gufei Torah. Right, that's right. That's why it says Rov Gufei Torah. Exactly. Rov and Kol Gufei Torah. The Guf of Torah. Yeah.